Good morning. A few scattered clouds overnight and early this morning. Temperatures much milder than yesterday at this time when we were down at or below freezing. Now it's in the 40s and lower 50s, so a nice start to the day with dry weather. And we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm weather today with highs pushing all the way back up into the middle 70s on average. A frontal system draped across the St. Lawrence Valley may produce more clouds and a few showers today close to the Canadian border and as you head westbound through central and western New York, but generally speaking, mainly dry for interior New York and New England throughout the afternoon and into the evening. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy skies as that front draws closer, and it will be on the mild side again, with temperatures dropping back into the lower 50s, some 40s across the higher terrain. Again, with that front close by, it may draw in enough moisture to produce some fog or drizzle, especially closer to the coast, or maybe a scattered shower, but overall it should stay dry into the early morning hours tomorrow. In fact, most everyone should start the day off dry tomorrow, but with that front approaching from the west, we'll have increasing chances for showers by late morning in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, in the Hudson Valley by early afternoon, and it'll wait till mid-afternoon across parts of New England. So it looks like by the end of the day, most everyone will have at least a little bit of wet weather. The front will continue to track toward the eastern seaboard where it will stall out. A wave of low pressure originating in the Gulf of Mexico will ride up and along the front and along the eastern seaboard. This will bring precipitation back into the region for Sunday. Just how quickly the rain moves in will be determined by how quickly the low moves up the coast. Right now, we'll go with increasing chances for showers again on Sunday morning, with a steady rain developing from south to north during the course of the afternoon. The rain will become heavy and soaking overnight and into the early morning hours on Monday. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the upper 60s, but then only in the 50s with that cool rain on Sunday and staying in the 50s with more rain to start next week. Lingering showers Tuesday and Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs staying in the lower to middle 50s. We'll finally start to dry it out on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of southern Texas. A cool pool of air aloft associated with an upper trough axis will move through the region today. Sufficient instability and deep forcing should exist to initiate storms. Wind shear will promote a potential for organized storms, including supercells and Boeing segments with isolated damaging wind and large hail possible into the early evening hours. There is also a marginal threat for isolated strong wind gusts as activity develops in the Ohio Valley. But coverage of any severe events, if they occur at all, is expected to remain sparse. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wichita, Kansas at 12:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Sivas, Turkey at 8:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There was one daily record high across the U.S. yesterday at Port O'Connor, Texas. It was 85 degrees, and that breaks the old record set in 1972 by 1 degree. There were no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 55 miles visibility in mostly clear skies and 36 degrees, and a west-northwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 44, 72% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 20 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy, lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 30. The average temperature 52, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still just 14 hundredths for the month, which is 1.89 inches below normal, and 4.94 inches for the year, which is 5.09 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low 39, the record high 93 set in 1941, and the record low 19 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm today with a chance of showers closer to the Canadian border. Highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today, warm with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, some fog and drizzle, or perhaps even a shower overnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today, with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a shower possible overnight and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with some fog or drizzle possible, maybe even a shower overnight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a little bit of sunshine in the morning in spots, otherwise cloudy with showers developing from west to east through the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. More showers Sunday morning and a steady rain developing in the afternoon and continuing through the evening when it will become heavy at times in the mid-50s. More rain Sunday night and Monday. Windy, chilly, mid-50s on Monday. Lower 50s with scattered showers Tuesday. Back to the mid-50s Wednesday. Still scattered showers and partly sunny Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.